Wisdom of Solomon. Chapter 9. O God of the fathers, and Lord of mercy, who made all things by your word, and by your wisdom you formed man, that he should have dominion over the creatures that were made by you, and rule the world in holiness and righteousness, and execute judgment in uprightness of soul, give me wisdom, her who sits by you on your thrones. Don't reject me from amongst your servants, because I am your servant and the son of your handmaid, a weak and short-lived man, with little power to understand judgment and laws. For even if a man is perfect amongst the sons of men, if the wisdom that comes from you is not with him, he will count for nothing. You chose me to be king of your people, and a judge for your sons and daughters. You gave a command to build a sanctuary on your holy mountain, and an altar in the city where you pitch your tent, a copy of the holy tent which you prepared from the beginning. Wisdom is with you and knows your works, and was present when you were making the world, and understands what is pleasing in your eyes, and what is right according to your commandments. Send her from the holy heavens, and ask her to come from the throne of your glory, that being present with me she may work, and I may learn what pleases you well. For she knows all things and understands, and she will guide me soberly in my actions. She will guard me in her glory. So my works will be acceptable. I will judge your people righteously, and I will be worthy of my Father's throne. For what man will know the counsel of God? Or who will conceive what the Lord wills? For the thoughts of mortals are unstable, and our plans are prone to fail. For a corruptible body weighs down the soul. The earthy frame lies heavy on a mind that is full of cares. We can hardly guess the things that are on earth, and we find the things that are close at hand with labor, but who has traced out the things that are in the heavens? Who gained knowledge of your counsel, unless you gave wisdom, and sent your Holy Spirit from the highest? It was thus that the ways of those who are on earth were corrected, and men were taught the things that are pleasing to you. They were saved through wisdom,